welcome to a bonus episode of the Encourage Podcast. We love sharing new books with you, and today, Encourage Community Manager Becky Keefe talks with one of our favorite authors. Listen as they have a conversation that's sure to encourage your heart, and learn more about a book we love. Hello, friends. I'm Becky Keefe, and I'm so delighted to have another conversation about strength in the struggle. We've been going through this series on these bonus episodes of the Encourage Podcast based upon our new book, which if you have not gotten a copy yet, you need to, because it is just real and practical and inspiring. And it is called 100 Days of Strength in Any Struggle. And today I am so excited to have on the podcast two dear friends and Encourage writers, Kayla Craig and Tasha June. Hi, friends.
Hello.
Hello. So excited to be here.
Oh, it's so fun that like across time zones and different states, we can just come and share a slice of life. And if you don't know this about Encourage, like we are just real women. Like we, in getting on this call, there's, you know, Kayla has a sick kid and Tasha's computer was revolting. And, you know, my mind, you know, may or may not be as sharp as I want it to be. So we are just real women. We're going to have a real conversation today. And we just welcome you, you know, into the fold with us. So today we're going to be talking about one of the 10 themes in 100 Days of Strength in Any Struggle, and that is honest prayer. Honest prayer, and how God wants to know our hearts. He knows them, but he wants us to pour them out to him. And so I'm wondering today, friends, as you think about a time in your life where you have struggled, maybe that time is today, right now. Maybe you're thinking of some time in the past, but a time where you have been struggling and been desperate for God's strength. How did he meet you in that place? Through honest prayer.
I love that. When I think of prayer, I think of this ongoing conversation that I'm having with God. And it's both a sharing and also a receiving, a listening. Because sometimes when we're really honest, we don't have any words at all. Like in those moments where we're tired, exhausted, frustrated, fill in the blank, like there just are no words. And so I think about a time in my life where honest prayer looks messy and complicated and it ebbed and flowed was when I have four kids and one of them was really sick and in the hospital in the intensive care unit. And that was, you know, such a hard time because I didn't know what to pray. I wanted to pray and I didn't know how. And in that moment, being able to lean into the words of other people is what kind of buoyed me and helped me. I didn't have to have the words, you know, I could trust and borrow somebody else's. So that's what I love about the offerings that Encourage gives is you might not have the words, but enter into ours, borrow ours, make it work for you. And that's just over and over again in big ways like that. And also seemingly mundane ways like today when I have a child who just has a cold and a stuffy nose, but just not quite well enough to go to school. And that I have to, you know, try to get my work done in the margin of real life. And that's all honest prayer too.
Yeah. What about for you, Tasha?
That's so good, Kayla. I think for me, you know, I used to think that a lot of my growth, my spiritual growth came from, you know, programs or just different things that were offered to me, studies, and those things are great. But when I actually look back on my life and my walk with God, I see a lot of, and I don't know if growth is the right word, but a lot of deepening of intimacy in the times when I've been able to be really honest in my prayer. And it hasn't always looked like what I thought prayer should look like. You know, sometimes, like Kayla said, it's just not even words, like groans or tears. But it's a turning towards God with what I am honestly feeling in the moment, even if it's like something ugly, like jealousy or feeling like, you know, I don't like someone, but being able to turn towards God in that has really shifted my intimacy with God. And I think that's really the one thing that has grown me is that realization that in those moments that God is there with me, that I can go to him with anything and that I am loved even in those moments. And that's really, that's really been moving. And it's really helped. It's really helped in those moments, even if it hasn't answered, you know, an actual prayer that I will say out loud or something that I will ask for. It's really helped me move through those moments of difficulty. And sometimes they're moments of joy too, but especially through the hard things.
Yeah. And I think you're hitting on something that's so true, Tasha. It's, yes, we pray because we know that God hears our prayers and he's a responsive God. Like our prayers, you know, are powerful and effectual, scripture says. And there's also something about just the process of praying, just the process of hashing it out, of being, you know, raw and honest before God, that, you know, I love it. You know, the Psalms say, you know, pour out your heart before him because he cares for you. And it is in that pouring out that sometimes, I'm mixing my metaphors, but like I can often feel tangled up in my heart and in my mind. And it's like in that pouring out, it's this also this act of like untangling, you know, and things may not be different at the end of it, but somehow it feels different. My experience is different. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
What are some things that you think in your own life, or you just, you know, speaking in generally, but like what holds us back from prayer? What holds us back from honest prayer? Are there times in your life where you think that things that you see that like, you know, we're praying, but maybe we're not being fully honest with God or with ourselves? What are some of those barriers that you think to being able to pray honestly?
I think for me, when I've struggled before, I've wondered, gosh, is this too selfish of a prayer, or is this too ugly? Mm-hmm. Is this too messy? Or I've been dwelling on other things that are going on that I'm aware of around me that feel like they're much bigger and do deserve my prayers. But that I think sometimes has held me back from praying for things that I honestly need help with, that, I, you know, and just, I think too, this general feeling of I should be farther along than this. So here I am again with this same prayer. So for me, those are some of the things that have regularly held me back, or just feeling, you know, if I'm praying with other people, even like, oh my gosh, what are these people going to think of me? If I pray this way, or if I say this thing out loud, so those are just a few of the things for me.
So Tasha, when you have that feeling of like, I should be farther along by now, what does God say to you in that place?
If I get to the point where I can say that out loud or write that in my journal, I think a lot of times I'm sure it's the Holy Spirit, but also me just kind of catch myself. Because I have experienced God's love and nearness in the midst of things that I don't have figured out. So, and I'm just kind of reminded, wait a minute, that's not true. And also just the reality that I can't move forward if I'm not honest with where I'm at. So, you know, taking the shoulds out, like there's no moving forward into greater intimacy or greater understanding of God's love if I don't start with the honest place of where I am. Mm-hmm. So if I don't get something yet, then I still don't get it. And that's okay. So I think remembering, and just the physical act of speaking it out loud and hearing myself or seeing it on the paper, there's something powerful to that. I don't know the science behind it. I'm sure there's, you know, something smarter to say about it, but I think there's something really real to that release. And usually for me, that getting it out, that honesty for myself is moving. So
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that when we're praying and these thoughts will come into our minds, we have to kind of evaluate like, Lord, is that you? Is that just me? And so, for example, I just want to call out like that thought, and I appreciate you sharing it, Tasha, you know, oh, I should be farther along by now. Should is a word of condemnation. But God's voice is one of compassion. And so he's not shooting us. You know, you should be farther along by now. You should have already learned this. No, he's saying like, I'm right here with you. Yep. We're going to keep on working on this until fill in the blank, until you get it, until there's a shift, until there's healing, until there's freedom. And so, yeah, I think it's really important to, sometimes we can assign our own thoughts to the voice of God, but if the tone is not one of compassion and love and grace, truth can be hard. Like just the other day, I was telling God, just, I'm like, I even mentioned this in a past episode. I'm like, oh, I just feel like I don't have enough time. Like I'm afraid of the scarcity of time. And he was like, well, that's because that fear is rooted in your own self-sufficiency, Becky. And I was like, ouch. Yes. Thank you. And he's like, and my grace is sufficient for you. And my power, you know, is made perfect in weakness. So God is not afraid to tell us the truth, but he is not shaming us. And so, if friends, as you get honest with God and you feel that voice that feels, you know, shaming or judging or condemning, that is not God's voice. What about you, Kayla? What are some things that you think can hold you back from honest prayer?
Oh my goodness. So many things, right? I think a lot of times I fall into the path of a cynic, you know, like, does it matter? I have prayed about something before and it seemed like God did absolutely nothing. So why bother praying again? Right? That is an honest and real posture, like throughout our faith journeys and our walk with Christ, like we have doubt and that is real. And being able to name it is really powerful. But often I feel myself like feeling that kind of way and then shutting the door and not entering in to relationship, not entering into connection and prayer because it does feel hard. It does feel hurtful. It does feel like, you know, why should I pray about this when there is a war going on in the other side of the world? Like how could, like really, this is what I'm going to be praying about. And so we wrestle with that. And those are very honest and real tensions that I think a lot of us fall into. And I think in those moments, I have to remember that prayer is not a genie in the bottle. Prayer is not asking God to strong arm, you know, what I want to have happen into the world, even if what I want to have happen is justice and mercy and grace and peace. But it's an entering into conversation. It's a entering into letting myself be changed in Christ instead of letting my circumstances, wanting my circumstances to be changed. So I think struggling with doubt and wondering if there's any point in praying at all, can hold a lot of us back from actually entering into, prayer where we are seen as a beloved child of God.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're totally right. And another thing that I struggle with, and I'm grateful that I think our friend Eliza Latta, addresses this in one of her devotions, is that feeling of like, I don't like the way I'm feeling, or I don't understand why I'm feeling this, or I think I shouldn't be feeling it or experiencing that. And therefore, like, again, we're judging ourselves. So in her devotion, it's called Bringing Every Feeling to Jesus. And she talks about how it's like a beautiful day and she's at the beach and she's with people she loves and it should be like a great time. And yet she says the ache came out of nowhere. And she just is in this place of ache. And yet she's like, why am I feeling this way? Like, where did this come from? Like everything circumstantially in that moment was actually good. But then she says, I decided to come to Jesus in prayer. I brought him my achy heart and was met with the deepest compassion. And then later she writes, no matter what we're feeling, no matter how embarrassing or shameful or discouraging, we can bring it all to Jesus. We don't have to be afraid of our emotions. We can gather them up, handing our fistful of feelings over to the Lord who already sees us, and be met with compassion and deep love. And so I think that that is an area that I want to continue to grow in, and is to not say I shouldn't be feeling this way. Again, there's that word should, you know, I shouldn't be anxious. I shouldn't be depressed. I shouldn't be overwhelmed. I shouldn't be achy, like whatever it is, instead of judging or even trying to dissect the emotion, instead just, God, this is how I feel. What do you say about this feeling? What do you want me to know about your truth, about this circumstance? And you touched on this, Tasha, about journaling. And I'm with you. For me, that is how it is easiest for me to get really honest with God and experience Him speaking back to me. Somehow getting in that flow of like opening my journal, you know, unfiltered. When I'm unfiltered, like I can barely read my own writing at the end of it. Like I write like a 9-year-old boy. I mean, it's not pretty. But it just like through that process, there's something that like unlocks my hesitation, my, you know, my self-judgment, and just like writing it out really, really helps.
That's so good. I have the same 9-year-old boy writing in my journal. So it's gotten worse too. I don't know as they get older. But yeah, you know what's so funny is just this last week, I wasn't planning on sharing this, but just this last week, I have had a really hard time going to my journal. And so I think honest prayer has looked like, God, I just don't feel like it. And I feel like I can't. And so, I don't know why. Like I don't know what's in the way. I have a lot of feelings and I want to release them. But so that's what it's looked like the past couple of days. So sometimes it's just that, you know, and moving through that with some compassion for ourselves. So.
Yeah, that's good. I appreciate you saying that. I think another thing that can hold us back is the belief that our prayers have to be long or eloquent, you know, like, okay, well, I guess I just need to like, you know, sit in this quiet space with a lit candle, you know, and pray for 15 minutes without my mind wandering off, you know, down a million rabbit holes, like in order for it to be somehow holy or worthy. And certainly setting time aside to commune with the Lord, like is a beautiful, wonderful thing. But God doesn't put, I think, those kind of qualifiers on how we have conversations, with Him. And our friend Barb Ruth, in one of her, entries in 100 Days of Strength in Any Struggle, she writes about the best little 4-word prayer and how we don't need to be, you know, long or eloquent, but in taking a note from the Psalms and how one of David's prayers was 4 words, save me, O God. Save me, oh God. And she says that she likes to think of them as good and gritty prayers that are short and honest. And right there, like, save me. Like, that is the cry of David's heart, you know? And then, oh God, remembering, okay, you are God. I am not. Save me, oh God. And so sometimes like that, those are the kind of prayers I pray too. Fix it, Jesus. 3 words. Like I'm constantly praying that, you know, with my job, with my kids, with, you know, whatever it is, like, I can't do it. Oh, fix it, Jesus. Like He accepts that too, right?
Anne Lamott is one of my favorite writers, and she says that our prayers fall into 3 different categories, like really simplified. It's help, thanks, and wow. And I love when I don't know what to pray, I realize that usually my prayers fall into one of those 3 buckets. And I see that theme throughout 100 Days of Struggle. You know, like I see that, like, God help us, God thank you, and God, like, wow, you are amazing.
That's so good.
I've never heard that before. I love that. That's so good. Was there anything else that comes to mind as we think about experiencing God's strength, and how that comes through conversation and through our prayers and our honesty before Him?
Yeah, I share in the book a little snippet of a memory that our family had on the 4th of July when our little dog Olive ran away. And she was scared of the fireworks and we weren't at home. We were in a different neighborhood and it was pitch black and there were cars everywhere and she was just gone. And it was terrible. My kids were crying. My husband like ran off with the flashlight on his phone to try to find our dog. And I was pretty sure that she was gone, that we had lost her forever. And in a last ditch effort, you know, the search had been going on for a long time. I just cried along with my kids and prayed. And they were praying. And I was like, God, this feels so dumb. Like, this feels so small, so stupid, but you're the only one that can help us, right? Like, I was like, Princess Leia, like, you're my only hope. And it was true. It was true, right? And in that moment, I can't even make this up. I saw this man running down the street, like, grabbing his side, like he had been out of breath. And I rolled down my window and I said, is there any chance you have seen a little white dog? And he goes, I just caught her. She's at my house. We're taking care of her. And I'm like, oh my gosh, started crying some more. But I mean, it was just this moment of like, what we feel like is too small for God. Like, God is in all of the big things and all of the small things. And that's what makes God God. And so that has been such an encouragement to me and to my kids, right? Yeah. Like, they remember that of like, nothing is too big or too small for God. And we can come with all of that in our prayer.
It's so good.
I love that so much. God knew right where all of was. And,
yes.
And he does. He cares about the things that we care about.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's like the voice of God saying, taking care of her. It's so sweet.
Yeah.
Aww.
I found her.
Yeah.
I've got her. I chased after her.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Lots of lessons in there for all of us. And I have to remember that when she's naughty. Like, okay, the Lord spared your life. So.
Oh, that's so funny.
There must be a purpose for you being here.
Yes.
Bad little dog girl. Tasha, what's a final word of encouragement that you would want to leave with our sisters listening today? Maybe someone who is in that place that you experienced recently of just, it's hard to pray, or she doesn't know what to pray, or she does wonder, like, does God even care about this?
I think, God does care. I think just opening the door the littlest bit gives God room to show that he's already there. And I think that's where the strength has come for me, is just when I've opened the door just a little bit with honesty, God has been there and I'm not alone. And so whatever happens from there on out, it's just altered for me at that point. Just knowing that I'm not alone, kind of changes everything. So I think if you just open the door a little bit with a little bit of honesty, you'll be met with, like Becky said, with compassion and with love and presence. So, yeah.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Kayla, would you pray for our friends today?
Oh my goodness, I would love to. Thank you, Becky. God, thank you for the women who are listening. Thank you for all of the ways that we can come to you with the big heartaches, the small defeats, all of it. We can give it to you. God, thank you for your compassion, for your mercy, and for your grace. Thank you that we can have no words at all, and yet still there you are. And we love you. And we know that you love us more than we can ever fathom. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Friends, if this conversation was meaningful to you, I really do encourage you to pick up a copy of 100 Days of Strength in Any Struggle. You can get it from our friends at dayspring.com or Amazon or wherever you like to buy books, and grab one for a friend, because do you know someone who is not struggling? I don't. We're all struggling in one way or the other. We all need more of Jesus, more of God's strength. And so you could just, you know, stock up on a few and just have that as a gift ready for a friend on a hard day or in a hard season. I've already given away some, and yeah, I can't wait to just just remind people, like, you're not alone. You're not alone. And I know that stories from women like Kayla and like Tasha and the other writers of Encourage are going to help remind you of that. Not only are you not alone, but you are in a community of women. But most importantly, you are not alone because God is right there with you. He loves you. He sees you. And he cannot wait to hear your honest prayers today.
The Encourage podcast is brought to you by Dayspring. For over 50 years, Dayspring has created quality cards, books, and gifts that help you live your faith. Find out more at dayspring.com.